Hey, there you are. I was wondering what time you'd come back. Welcome home. What does it look like I'm doing? I'm giving you a hug. Will you relax? You know I love being affectionate. And if anything, this is more for me than it is for you. Plus, you know, isn't it literally every guy's dream to be greeted at the door by a hot girl, you know? Who's super excited to see them? Fine. You should really learn to loosen up. How am I supposed to leave you here by yourself if you can't even go find yourself a girlfriend, huh? I'm not gonna be able to move out until I know for sure you're taken care of. Oh, you're no fun. Anyway, how was work? I'm sorry to hear that. Honestly, that guy sounds like a pain in the ass. But now that you're home, maybe we can make you feel a little better. Now you have to deal with my annoying ass, and honestly, let's be real, it's much cuter. So what's up? You want to take a bath or something? All right. Nothing much. Just lying around, playing that new Pokemon game that you bought me. Oh? So you did notice. Well, while I was organizing your closet, I got a little chilly and decided to steal one of your sweaters. Let me do a little spin for you. Cute, right? Come on, don't be like that. Compliment me. Thank you. Was that so hard? Yeah, I'll return it later. I don't want to go looking for other clothes while I'm already in something comfortable. I don't know. I might be wearing something underneath. Or maybe I'm not. If you're so curious, why don't you check and see for yourself? You really are no fun. No! I don't wanna. Oh, come on, don't think about that. I'll put something on later. Let's spend some time together. You've been working your ass off all week. Do you have any idea how boring it gets when you're not around? And yes, as much as I love the games that you bought for me, thank you again. I am determined to force you to let me pay you back, by the way. Oh, yeah, you just had that lying around, did you? Anyways, I will sneak that money into your pocket before I leave this house. But games aside, I'd much rather spend time with you right now. You've been so much help ever since the breakup. You've also been super protective, to the point where you won't even let me get a job because you say that I need to heal or whatever. I feel really spoiled. Useless. I'm just staying at home every day while you work your butt off. Yes, yes. I remember our agreement. In exchange for taking care of me, you can use me however you need to. Meaning, I'll clean up after you, cook your meals, and even help you get off. Tell me straight to my face that you don't find me attractive. You know damn well that I hate liars. But I also appreciate that you're trying to be respectful, especially after everything that's happened. Oh, don't worry. I know. You're not as slick as you think you are. Dude, you're constantly trying to hide how hard you are after seeing me in my shorts. Even now, you're kind of pitching a tent after seeing me in only your sweater. And I know that we've always been good friends, but there's no friend that's that good that would do all of this without wanting me at least a little. It's getting hard, isn't it? Keeping up this good boy act. Actually, now that I think about it, I can't recall the last time that you brought a girl over, let alone talk to one. Oh, really? And when was the last time you had a good primal fuck session, huh? That's what I thought. You know, I haven't had much action either. And as much as I love to play with myself, the walls are really fucking thin in this house, to the point that we can hear each other every night. Sure. Look, I don't know what kind of sick game you're playing, but holy fuck, I need you to stop it. This attention is getting fucking unbearable. Okay? Hush, I'm lecturing you right now. Now tell me, you don't think I'm pent up? Seeing you, sweet, hardworking man, coming home every day, hot as fuck, and having to listen to you touching yourself in the next room over without being able to do anything about it. K, Give me your hand. You heard me. Give me your hand. See? Can you feel how wet I am? I didn't think I'd get to see this side of you. Your eyes went so wide. It's fine. It's relaxed. It's really cute. But do you see what I'm saying? Shouldn't you take some responsibility? I mean, you promised to take care of me, right? Don't you think that my needs fall into that category? Yeah. We can take it slow. And spend time together like we planned. And, we'll just see how it goes from there, yeah? Sweet. Okay. Well, you sit right there and relax. And, I'm gonna get some blankets real quick. Will you, try and gather the, few remaining brain cells you have left after that? No, it's okay. Sit on your butt and hush. All right, got it. Oh, this? I bought it really recently, actually. I thought a weighted blanket would be nice this time around. Oh, are you okay? You look really uncomfortable. Oh, that kind of uncomfortable. I see. Look here. Let me, It hurts, doesn't it? You're already so hard. So I should help you, right? I'll help you. A good free use bestie. Nice gasp. What do you think? Is my tongue on your cock helpful? Is it helpful here? How about down here? I feel better. Not yet. Let me fix that. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to. You just looked so cute. I couldn't help myself. It's okay. I'm doing this because I want to. And I think we both need some attention right now. Speaking of attention, have any of your previous girlfriends cockwormed you at all? Really? That sucks. Not gonna lie though. Kinda glad to hear it, cuz. Well, I'll be the first one to guide you through that particular spicy little experience. Leave it to me. We'll take it slow. I promise. What? I told you I wasn't wearing anything underneath your sweater. Just be good. I'm gonna lower myself now, okay? No. I'm okay. Actually a really good fit. I might have to use you more often. You're one to talk. You have some cute moans yourself. Fuck me. Deep. Here, come on and wrap your arms around me. I don't want to fall off. No. You just kind of pushed into me more. It's okay. I was just a little surprised is all. We're not fucking. I'm just warming your cock. Just keeping you nice and warm inside me. Now, where was I? Right. So have you seen any of the new ones, the new Pokemons? No. Oh, dude, yeah. The model leaks were kind of wonky, but overall, everyone seems to be enjoying the gameplay so far. Yeah. Ye old Pokeball. Speaking of, have you seen the variants? They're just so fucking cute. Dude. Hello? You listening? Fuck. You're twitching. It's been a while, hasn't it? It'd be a shame if you came before we even got started. So what about it, huh? Looks like somebody isn't content to just let me worm their cock. We could put this aside for now and play a little game ourselves. Oh, you're not gonna bite, huh? Well, fine. If you're not gonna move, I can always do it myself. Fuck. Hearing you moan like this kind of pisses me off. You fucking tease. And you know damn well how loud you moan at night. It's like you want me to hear you. Oh? You're gonna try and hide it now, huh? Just be a good boy and let it out. There it is. I'm starting to think you like it when I take charge. How about this, huh? When I write you, do you like that, sweetie? Aww. No comment. You say that, but you're putting on a really submissive look. Does it feel good, The way I rock my hips against you? Squeezing down on every inch of that dick. Fuck. I could get used to this. I have an idea. Wouldn't it be better if you were my free-use toy instead? Because I'll have you know, I'm a pretty clingy person. Meaning whenever I feel the need for some company, I'll just barge into your room and bug you. That's right. Unable to do anything until you do me. It works out, doesn't it? You can continue to do that whole respecting me act like you always have, since I'll be the one using you. It can't be helped if you come in the process. That's not a problem, is it, Bestie? I mean, you're enjoying this, aren't you? Seeing your best friend desperately ride your cock. Slowly, fuck, ever so slowly, bringing you closer to the edge. Doesn't it just drive you insane? Don't you just want to fuck me senseless already? Aw, poor baby. I know it's hard, but use your words. Feels nice, doesn't it? having your best friend ride the fuck out of you. Who's my cute, pathetic toy, huh? Excuse me? God, I didn't think you'd be such a fucking brat. Fine. Let's see how far your respect for me will get you, huh? Oh, what are people gonna think if you get me pregnant after taking me in, huh? Ooh, that look. Oh, I could feel your cock twitch just... Ah, the thought of that. You're close, aren't you, sweetie? Deep down, I know you wanna... Fuck. Give it to me. Breed me. Breed me. Is this what you wanted? Showing up when I hit rock bottom, taking me in all of a sudden, taking care of all my needs so you can fuck me. You wanna fuck me silly just like my ex did? Are you jealous? We've known each other for so long, after all, but some guy shows up and takes your best friend away. And now you're pulling all the stops to get a chance at fucking me. You're fucking eager, aren't you? You want to know a secret? You feel 10 times better than you ever did. So here's your chance. That's it, baby. Just let go and give it to me. Fill me to the brim. You got a fat fucking load all for me? Come for bestie, huh? Wait, what? No. You definitely said something. Say it again. You're such a... idiot. Stop looking at me. What? No, I'm not blushing. Fuck off. No, I... Stop teasing me or I'm gonna get up. Just... Hey... Stop grabbing my hips. Fuck. I said stop looking at me. God. Don't say it. I heard you the first time. Why the fuck should I say it back? Fuck you. No, not that. Are you dumb or something? I wouldn't be doing all this if I didn't have feelings for you. But you're too slow to notice any of my advances, and now I'm here all fucking embarrassed and too worked up to think properly. To the point that I can't even maintain eye contact without panicking over your cute, stupid face. Fuck! Can't we just fuck already and just sort this out after? Fine. Shut up already. Jesus. Ugh. I love you. I said I love you. I said I love you. Better late than never, I guess. Can I take that as we're dating? Shut up, just kiss me again. What are you waiting for? What? Balls deep inside me, and you still have the audacity to keep me waiting? Move my pretty little hips, huh? Oh, I'm your girlfriend, and all of a sudden now you feel like talking dirty? All right, tough guy. Try to keep up. I'll show you what a good fuck really feels like. Cause I guarantee you never had anybody like your bestie. I can be your girlfriend and your bestie at the same time. Fuck, you really are gonna get me pregnant at that rate. I don't care either. I want you. I need you. Breed me. Make me yours. I want you to come inside me. I want to feel you. I want to feel your love. As deep inside me as possible. Please. I love you. 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 Just you. No, don't pull out. Can we stay like this a little longer? I didn't finish cock warming you. Hey. I'm sorry for what I said about you just taking me in to try and fuck me. It was partly to rally you up. But also because I'd already fallen in love with you, and it kind of made me feel insecure. Wondering if you just wanted me for my body, you know? It's the scariest thing in the world to lose somebody you cared a lot for. That's the risk, I guess. I don't think I could handle losing you. Do you still want to do this? You want to risk it? Me too. Do my best. 'Cause you deserve that.